Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
All right, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. This next conversation is sponsored by our friends at Northwestern Medicine. And there again is Dr. Jeffrey Copen. He joins us on Tuesdays at this time. Dr. Copen, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you? I'm happy to report my feet are firmly on terra firma.
Doesn't that just sound awful? Doesn't that sound awful?
Oh, boy. I actually heard that surgeon, man, you know, that story about losing your hands to frostbite. Oh, boy.
I mean, I guess he could still diagnose people, but he won't be a surgeon anymore. And, you know, there's just a certain hubris about climbing Mount Everest. And I know that sounds judgmental because it is. But also 99% of the people that try and get up the mountain get down the mountain, and they've got the money, so who am I to judge their recreation? But there's enough peril in my life, doctor. I'm afraid I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, particularly I think at this point in my life, right, I want to minimize risk. Day to day, I think, is enough at times.
Yeah, you should see the stairs at my house. That's all the risk that I need to navigate right now.
Do you have a Sherpa that helps you get up the stairs?
I was just about to say, yeah, Brenda, but that's not fair to Brenda. You are the Chief Medical Officer of Northwestern Medicine's Catherine Gratz Griffin Lake Forest Hospital. The world is following this hantavirus. Am I saying that right, doctor? What do you want us to know?
Hantavirus.
What do you want us to know about that?
Well, I guess now I read that everybody's off the ship, right? So that's good. And people are pretty much back in their home countries. John, isn't it interesting that we have this specialized unit in Nebraska, of all places, that was designed and built to be able to be an infectious disease secure treatment facility? It's just amazing.
It's the only one in the country,
Yeah, it's good that we have it, you know, just until we're sure that this thing is not infectious. You know, one of the most important things, John, is that this is not, no one should think that this is like a new pandemic, that we're about to have something like COVID, only now it's hantavirus. This virus does not infect people the same way that the COVID virus did. So I don't want anyone to be concerned about that.
Yeah, well, they are, because the news keeps telling us about it, and the news then, I think they're trying to have it both ways. They scare us into, oh my God, here comes another COVID crisis. And then they say, but don't worry, it's not like that. But then they play the clip of the then President Trump saying, everything's under control, don't worry about it. And he's saying the same thing now. And so people kind of roll their eyes as though they don't trust the administration on this. I don't think you need to ask Donald Trump about healthcare ever. I do hear doctors like you say that the transmission is not the same, and there's no reason to believe this is going to plague the world. Do I have that right, doctor?
Exactly. Very well said, John. It's not going to plague the world. It is not a new pandemic. People don't have to worry about this. I would just say we've added to our collective knowledge of viruses. Here's another one called hantavirus. And remember, we talked about this when Gene Hackman passed away. Do you remember this, Jen?
Yeah, I do.
Gene Hackman's wife actually died from hantavirus. They lived in a part of the country where we know there is hantavirus. We don't know exactly how she contracted it, but she did, and she passed away from it. But it's very, very rare. There's been less than 1,000 total cases identified in the whole world. So this is not something for people to get worried about it, but it's, you know, it's just another one of these interesting viruses that we human beings have been living with throughout our history.
We're never going to get rid of those viruses. We're not going to stamp out the last ones of them. Would you say they will always be on Earth, doctor?
Yes, they're here with us. They're going nowhere. And for the most part, we live very nicely with viruses, right? I mean, They're everywhere. We deal with them all the time. The vast majority of viruses do not cause illness. And those that do, our immune systems are built to deal with it because we have many tens of thousands of years of evolutionary experience with viruses, and that's why we do so well with them.
It's funny because I am going on a cruise later this week, and then I looked at their boat, and I thought, well, my boat doesn't look like that boat. I don't mean to disparage the quality of the boat or the cruise or the people, but it did look a little less hygienic, if I may say so, just judging from the outside of the ship, than maybe, you know, the more modern West European cruise liners that a lot of us go on.
You know, Jen, I'm glad you brought up the fact that you're leaving on a cruise, because I think it's a good idea for us just to talk for a couple of minutes about some important things when you are on a cruise, what you do need to be concerned about. You know, obviously people who have a sensitivity to seasickness, we do have medication that can help with that. You would want to talk with your physician before you leave to learn which medication would be appropriate for you. People really don't have to suffer from seasickness. The medication we have is really effective. And even those big cruise ships, and you've been on them a lot, John, you do feel the ocean, right? I mean, it's, even though they have stabilizers, the ocean is big, the waves are very large. So we can help with seasickness. People shouldn't have to suffer from
that. What do you give people for that?
Yeah, there's a medication called scopolamine, and it can be given in a patch. And there are some people who can't take it for some medical reasons, but it's a safe, well-tolerated medicine that can help a lot with seasickness. So again, something to talk to your doctor about if that's an issue.
What do you think or know about these places that you go and they give you an injection like an IV, and then they drip in their vitamin C or potassium, or they either hydrate you because you're going to be dehydrated in your flight, or they give you vitamin C and some other vitamin cocktails to maybe stimulate your body so you don't get sick. Any general thoughts about that kind of business?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody wants to do it, great. My recommendation is save your money. You can hydrate yourself by drinking water or Gatorade, whatever it is that you like. I'm not a believer in lots of vitamins. I don't think it really does much as long as you have a well-balanced diet. I would say, John, if people are worried about getting sick on a cruise ship, you know, the most important thing to avoid are the GI viruses, most importantly norovirus, that can cause the, and we've talked about this, the could cause GI upset, including diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. And we've all heard of cruise ships that get hit by norovirus. This is why you want to be really careful about making sure you wash your hands before you eat. They have hand sanitizer all over a cruise ship. You want to use that. Anything that would minimize the possibility that you would pick up this norovirus from eating would be really terrific. And that's something I always recommend to people who are going on cruises. Just be really cognizant of that possibility and do the simple things you can to minimize the possibility of contracting that virus.
Is that spread by contact or is that airborne?
Now that's contact. And that's why keeping your hands clean make a lot of sense. And
a mask wouldn't do you any good in that case.
No, mask isn't going to help you. So before you eat, you know, do like your mother used to tell you, wash your hands. You know, soap and water is really good, at least 20 seconds, even a little bit more. And then whenever you see that hand sanitizer hanging from the wall, don't hesitate to use it.
Yeah.
That can help a lot.
I wonder about that, though. I hear everything you said. In the back of my mind, I'm always trying to overanalyze things. And I think if you use the hand sanitizer too much, then you sort of, ruin the immunity factor. It's like when we take too many antibiotics. There's no downside to the hand sanitizer, is there?
Now, the only downside is some people might find that the skin of their hands dry out.
Yeah.
But short of that, no, it's not like taking too much antibiotics. You're not going to select out for some horribly drug-resistant virus. That, no. You know, hand sanitizer has an alcohol base to it, and that's why it works. And it will kill most things that are on your hands. But the combination of keeping your hands clean with soap and water and using that hand sanitizer, that's a great, great combination. And do that before you eat, and you'll really minimize the likelihood of contracting the virus.
The temperature of the water when you wash your hands doesn't have anything to do with killing the bacteria, though, right?
Correct. It's more for comfort than anything else.
So if I was washing in cool water, I would be every bit, except that maybe the warm water helps lift the oils and the dirt off of your hand, but the hot water isn't killing the germs any more than the cold water is, right?
Correct. I mean, the temperature that the water would have to be, your hands wouldn't be able to tolerate it.
Yes.
So the key thing is washing your hands. Don't worry so much about the temperature of the water, but make sure you use soap. The soap is the important part.
Because even soap isn't antibacterial. If it's not an antibacterial soap, it's the lifting of the dirt and the getting it off of you, because that's where the virus or germ is, right?
Correct. And germs, you're not killing the germs. You're literally removing them from your hands. That's what the soap and water will do.
Yeah. However rudimentary this is, this has been very helpful, Doctor. I'm glad we had this kind of conversation. I'll ask you more difficult questions, you know, that merit maybe somebody with 8 years of advanced education next time. But for now, I think this has been very helpful.
Good. And isn't it interesting, John, how simple things that just make plain sense help us? And it's so important for our overall health.
Well, that's a theme. That's Dr. Jeffrey Copen from Northwestern Medicine. Always nice to talk to you, Doc. You be well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you be well and have a wonderful cruise.